Greetings, my dear friends in Christ. What does it mean when we say we are called to be on mission? By virtue of our baptism, each of us has been called into the mission of Jesus Christ. And I believe that God is doing something far greater than we can ever possibly imagine in this diocese. And he has set each of us apart for a time such as this to accomplish his work. Friends, we were born for this time to bring about transformational ministry in this diocese. So what is Jesus asking of us? He's asking us to have this unshakable confidence in his lordship in our lives and everything. He's inviting us to surrender in prayer and humility, trusting that he will accomplish great things in the Diocese of Saginaw if we are docile to the Holy Spirit and allow him to work through each one of us. This is why our theme for Christ's mission appeal this year is One Heart and Mind. You know, in the fourth chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, verse 32, we hear these words, "The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common." This was the mindset of the early church after the resurrection of Jesus, because this is what Jesus asked of his disciples and is asking of us. I deeply appreciate the fact that there are many amazing things happening in individual parishes across our diocese. While this is true, there are many ministries across the Diocese of Saginaw supported by Christ's Mission Appeal. These are administered and supported by our diocesan staff and would be very difficult or impossible for one parish or individual to effectively carry out and sustain on their own. And some of these are very visible, for example, the ordination of priests and deacons, with initiatives like the recently announced Beg Form Call to have 20 seminarians by the year 2030, or the Holy Hours for Vocations, or the Permanent Diaconate Formation Program, the publishing the Great Lakes Bay Catholic Magazine, those are just to name a few. But there are many others that may not be so apparent. And some of those include preparation for celebrating Episcopal liturgies like the Chrism Mass, or continued formation opportunities for persons throughout the whole diocese, or the training of grief ministers for parishes. Christ's Mission Appeal also provides support for our diocesan website as well as the information system to support our parish staffs.
Thank you, Bishop, and thank you for your support of Christ's Mission Appeal. As a deacon who serves Christ the Good Shepherd Parish of Saginaw and St. John Paul II Parish of Carleton, I agree there are many amazing things happening across the diocese. My parishes and others are assisted by the appeal through lay ministry formation. This program in our diocese provides training on liturgical and Roman Catholic teachings and empowers those to go into their parishes to better serve as ministers in their churches. Just a note here, it was during the end of my lay ministry formation that I first felt the calling to go into the diaconate. The grief ministry programs, helping those who have lost loved ones, assisting them in their grief. The Christ Mission Appeal provides the funding not only for the facility and faculty, but the materials for the formation of permanent deacons in our diocese. We have 7 men right now preparing for ordination and more looking to start their journeys soon. I'm sure they will all agree that without the funding of this program available to us, our saying yes to God's call would have been a challenge. I thank God and you for your support through Christ's Mission Appeal. All of these bring us closer to the mission of Christ. Let us take a look at some of the other ministries supported by Christ's Mission Appeal in the Catholic Diocese of Saginaw.
Recently, I was in Indianapolis for the National Eucharistic Revival, and it was an amazing experience. The entire town was just full of joy. It felt like it was a preview of heaven where everybody's united to God and we're all fulfilled and happy and at peace because of that. And I was there and I was able to write a story about it. Jesus gives me joy and peace, and he's the author of everything good in my life. And I want everyone to have this experience. So when I create an article or video or I help distribute it online, my hope is that more people in our diocese will have a life-changing encounter with the Lord and experience His goodness and healing. There needs to be funding for this good work to be done. So I'm grateful for Christ Mission Appeal and everyone who contributes to it, because they're contributing to the spreading of joy and peace in this diocese, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Great Lakes Bay Catholic Magazine is the magazine of the Catholic Diocese of Saginaw. We share stories from throughout the diocese about the wonderful things going on in our parishes and in the homes of our Catholic faithful. We are designed to inspire and share the good news. The best part about Great Lakes Bay Catholic is we feature stories about the people in our pews, the people in our parishes. We show the wonderful programs that they're doing, from ministering to those in need or the sick. And we also shared the inspiring witness stories about how God has been working in the lives of the faithful and how they have come to share the good news with others.
Thank you so much, Christ Mission Appeal. Thank you so much for your support of Youth and Young Adult Ministry. It is through your giving to this appeal that really drives Youth and Young Adult Ministry in a greater sense here in this diocese. My favorite thing that I do is one-on-one ministry. And so that's where I see the growth happen. I love working with the age group, so college age group, because that's the time where they're making decisions of faith and otherwise that are going to really carry with them for the rest of their lives. When I'm working with middle school and high schoolers, it's just obviously it's a different level of development, but them really, I think they're asking a lot of the same questions that older people do. You know, why am I here? What's the point of my life? Like, is God real? Is Jesus worth following? Do I want to be Catholic? But they're just at different stages of answering that.
Friends, I've already made my pledge for this year's appeal because I firmly believe these funds allow us to carry out the mission of courageously leading and uniting our diocese around Jesus, the living word, today and beyond. So I'm asking you to join me on mission in making your sacrificial gift today. Begin first by reflecting upon the Lord's generosity toward you. And then ask the Lord what He desires of you in light of this year's Christ Mission Appeal. It's only through your generosity that Christ's Mission Appeal enables us to more fully carry out the mission that Jesus has given to us. And finally, please know of my gratitude for your past support and my prayers for you and your families. May God bless you all in your generosity.